AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Donald Trump says he doesn't believe the CIA's conclusion that Russia tried to influence the election. Tells Fox News Sunday, people in the intelligence community are divided over who carried out the cyber attacks during the campaign.
You look at the story and you take a look at what they said, there's great confusion. Nobody really knows. And hacking is very interesting. Once they hack, if you don't catch them in the act, you're not going to catch them. They have no idea if it's Russia or China or somebody. It could be somebody sitting in a bed someplace.
Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain and other Republicans on the committee are joining with Democrats in calling for an examination of the reports that Russia interfered in the presidential election. Trump is also said to be leaning toward naming ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. Incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Priebus tells ABC's This Week that Tillerson would be a good choice.
He's in the business of exploring and finding oil across the globe. And so you have to go where the oil's at. And the fact that he actually has a relationship with people like Vladimir Putin and others across the globe is something that we shouldn't be embarrassed by. It's something that I think could be a huge advantage to the United States.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Iraq to get an update on the battle for Mosul. He's meeting with U.S. commanders and Iraqi leaders and had lunch with troops. Unannounced visit comes as Iraqi security forces have been slowed in their nearly two-month-long offensive against the Islamic State group in the city. A pair of bombings leave 38 people dead, 155 others injured in Istanbul, Turkey. 30 of the dead were police officers. There has not yet been a claim of responsibility, although some Turkish officials are blaming an outlawed Kurdish group for the attacks. This is AP Radio News. Bob Dylan wasn't at the Nobel Prize ceremonies in Stockholm, but his music was. Ed Donahue with more.
The crowd in Stockholm gave the winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature a standing ovation.
Men det Bob Dylan gjorde.
A member of the Swedish Academy praised Dylan's work. Performing in Dylan's place, Patti Smith.
Where you been, my blue-eyed son?
Smith was singing A Hard Rain's a Gonna Fall, and halfway through, she forgot the lyrics.
I'm sorry. Could we start that section? I apologize. Sorry, I'm so nervous.
Patti Smith started over. I'm Ed Donahue.
Louisville sophomore quarterback Lamar Jackson is the first Cardinal player to win the Heisman Trophy. Jackson accounted for 51 touchdowns this season, throwing for 30, running for 21 others. Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson finished second in the balloting. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.